I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples. We're talking about theft of vehicles and from vehicles. In Chillicothe, it seems to go in cycles where we hear about the theft of items from vehicles. Is this a crime of opportunity?
This is. That is the perfect definition of crime of opportunity. These criminals are walking about our streets, and they're in the night, and we don't see people breaking into vehicles that much anymore, you know, because that brings light to them. You know, we can hear and see that kind of stuff. They're looking for our unlocked vehicles with the keys in it and with our items in it, and that's one of the most irresponsible things we can do is keep those items in there. We're asking people to victimize us. And so it's the perfect crime of opportunity.
How can people protect themselves from this type of crime?
Yes, I know it's mundane to hear it, but if we could lock our vehicles for one, take the keys out of it, take it inside, that would help. But go a step further and take your items out of your vehicle, put them in your trunk, you know, safeguard yourself. We're always going to be here to take the report and investigate it and try to solve it, but we're two or three steps behind after you've reported it and after they've committed the crime. We're trying to play catch up at that point. And so if you could partner with us and lock that car, take your items in, put them in your trunk. All too much we see, you know, firearms out in the vehicle. You know, that's one of the worst things. You put a weapon in a criminal's hand and you don't know what we're doing with it. We don't know what they're doing with it. We don't know what their intent is to do with that weapon. And so it takes a true partnership to keep our city safe.
So it sounds like most of these vehicles are, at the very least, not locked.
Correct. I would venture to say every bit of 80 to 85% of the vehicles are unlocked when these crimes occur.
What about theft of the vehicles themselves? Are these similar to taking things from the vehicles?
They are, you know, they're unlocked. The keys are in them, and I used to be guilty of the exact same thing. I would trust that we just live in our great city, and that no one's out there gonna steal my vehicle. But I would leave my vehicle unlocked and my keys in it. And after getting into this profession, I learned quickly that we don't need to be doing that. It creates extra work for everybody and a hassle. And I was leading the crime of opportunity. I was letting that happen. I was just a night away from being victimized. And so I took it upon myself to be proactive in my life and lock my vehicle and take my keys and my items inside so I wasn't a victim of that crime.
It may seem like an inconvenience to the owner of the vehicle, but actually, missing your vehicle is more inconvenient.
It definitely is when you're dealing with insurance and having to pay a tow bill, and you know it's a headache for our victims. You know, I hate to see it. I hate to have someone's car stolen because the process of getting that car back is sometimes worse than having it stolen.
That is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and this is Cop Talk.